here for the April 8th edition of the Chamber's Insight into the Economic Impact of the Coronavirus, and we're thinking about our beaches today, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, how are you today, buddy?
Living the dream.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, it's midweek finally, and we have done a lot already this week. We've checked on a lot of folks, and we're starting to see some of the materials that we talked about last week starting to arrive, you know, some of the different loan packages, some of the ways that we're trying to get everybody prepared. And in fact, one of the things that I'd love to just, you know, tout a little bit, Joe, something you helped us with on your job, on your Catalyst, Job Catalyst initiative. Right. We actually received a candidate and we put her to work yesterday,
a
communications person for us. And that, she's going to be working with Ryan Griffin, working with our restaurants, making sure their employees get food and some resources going forward and on a communication strategy. So kudos to you guys for putting someone who lost their job back to work and helping a nonprofit like the Chamber get some more people into the world to communicate what's going on.
That's great. That's good to hear. I mean, that's part of the St. Petersburg Foundation's Crisis Response Fund. That's one of the programs that's tucked under it. We're actually short on jobs. So if you're a nonprofit and you're listening to this and you want free skilled labor, reach out to us. And, you know, we've got applicants. We've got some money in the coffers to pay them. We need jobs. So if you're a nonprofit, you need any kind of labor, preferably work from home, any kind of communications. We got marketing people, social media people. We can try to look for accountants, organization, you know, anything that you could think that would help your nonprofit be better, to better cope, to come out stronger. Let us know. And that's what the St. Petersburg Foundation is there for. And submit your jobs.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Joe, thank you again, because it made it easy for us to do. There was not any, you guys did all the work for us, and she just reported for work. So thank you for that. And if you're not for profit, please do so, because I know there's a lot of people that need help in every part of our community. You know, yesterday we had Carl in talking about what the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete's doing in South St. Pete. Today I'd love to just get out to our beaches and talk to Robin Miller, who runs the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, and let's have a conversation about that part of our community as well.
Sounds good. And as I bring her in, I do want to give a shout out to Modern Business Associates, who is helping Jobs Catalyst with all their PEOs. So we were able to hire Anne so easily because of them. And thanks very much to that team.
Yeah.
There.
Thanks to Modern Business. Appreciate them.
Hi, Robin.
All right. Good morning.
Good to see
Welcome,
you.
Welcome, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm standing up 4'11". It's best I can.
All right. So the first question we've been asking everybody who comes into the Zoom room here is just, how are you doing? Where are you? What's going on in your life?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Personally, I will be honest to you. I'm holding my own and for, you know, professionally, you know, each day is a one day at a time. That's how I'm looking at it. And you know what? Living here in Florida, we couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah, that's true. At least if we have to take a walk, we're walking near paradise here. And so your Chamber of Commerce, like my chamber, we're hit hard by this, right? Because all of our businesses are hurting and we're hurting too. Help paint the scene for us about your chamber and your members right now. Just give us a sense of the impact you've felt directly.
Yeah, so, you know, over 80% of our actual membership makeup is the hospitality industry. So 3 weeks ago, we made the tough decisions really early on, probably one of the first here in our area as an organization, as we saw layoffs and businesses really suffering, and immediately made cuts within our organization, which were simultaneous with nearly every business from Pasa Grill up to Clearwater Beach. You know, for me to get a statistical number on in 3 weeks, the impacts of just jobs lost is so significant, and it's unprecedented. And each day I get a message from many members, but significantly now our hotels that are slowly just locking their doors for at least 30 to 45, if not 60 days.
Right. Yeah. So you have seen much of the community kind of just fade away. There are still people working out there, right? But it's become a lot less of a community right now. And that's equal opportunity. That's in the entire hospitality industry per se.
Yes. You know, as we saw the stay at home orders go into effect, you know, mounting on each other, that was a staggered slowdown and impact across, you know, not only just originally our bars and our dining establishments, then our retail shops that kept trying to hold on. And even if it were a bike shop or something that you could do recreationally, to vacation rentals, and now voluntarily the hotels. So each day, the impacts are significant. I've been coming out here to the office because I need to check on things in our building. And we're actually have some positive things we're doing out here, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. So I'm working with those that are still left out here to get a connection and a pulse on it. And so each day you can see that impact.
Robin, at a statewide level, who are you in contact with, to keep abreast of timelines and possible fixes and support?
Yes, I find our organization pretty valuable and lucky, fortunate, because we have stayed in contact not only with our local Pinellas delegation, but a direct contact with the governor's office when we were concerned about timely messaging from that standpoint. And then obviously our county commission and the sheriff, and then our local city managers. We are very unique as a chamber, and not as unique as Crisco, but we do have some uniqueness, where we cover the entire beach communities, which are multiple municipalities. So that's a different city manager and a different elected commission. So our relationship there has been wonderful to get information disseminated too.
And, you and I were talking before the call here, the data doesn't, indicate that it's going to give up anytime soon. Obviously the health data is still showing we're in the middle of it. The governor's office talked about 2 weeks from yesterday was going to be our peak from this thing. So hotel bookings mimic that kind of notion. And you and I were talking, we're seeing bookings don't really start back, right now till the July, August timeframe. And that's being optimistic, correct?
Yes, I do find that somewhat optimistic. The word, in the hotel industry is pace, right? Because you deal in service who comes into the property on that day or week or weekend, but you're looking outward to pace to see how you can accommodate staff, orders, all of that. And because there's just no pace right now, we have no way to project. My education over several calls has looked at late September, early Q4 for some bring back. Then we go into 2021 for, a better outlook. That is largely and the most heavily in the leisure market. Our meetings market looks, obviously to be majorly impacted, as well as, just travel in general. And I think we need to look, there's a health peak in this situation. But what I've been discussing with my members and businesses is that there is an economic peak. And though we have stimulus, our economic peak in hospitality is yet to come, because some of them are still getting a paycheck on Friday, for their hourly wage. They may not be getting tips, but there's still this residual of a couple of paychecks as furlough and however they have been let go. And we will have a 4 to 6, probably 6 week period of time between the lag of unemployment pay, stimulus pay, PPP pay for an employer. And so that anxiety and that level right there, I personally in our community am fearful and very, very concerned for our staff out here.
Got it. And I think that's why we've been talking to every business, and just as you've run your businesses, make some cuts early, make some plans, and keep revising your plans, because we're in this for the long haul, and it's going to affect all of us. But you mentioned you're doing you have some bright spots about this, some things that you are working on that are positive. How about sharing some of those ideas with us?
Yes, here it is, another asset that your Chamber of Commerce and your local communities have, because we have connections with a lot of organizations, and we're fortunate enough to have a partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay, and we started this several weeks ago in partnership with the Tradewinds, our largest employer along the Gulf beaches. We're utilizing their parking lot, and we're pulling in and doing a food pantry. So anyone that's in need of food, we test marketed last Thursday from 3 to 4:30, and it was successful. We ran out of food, 350 families served. And now we're going to be doing that on a weekly basis. So today we're lining up all of that and just scheduling it every Thursday, 3 to 4:30. So you can pull your car up. It's very safe. There's gloves, masks, and we just pop your trunk and we put the food in there. And out of 350 families, every single person had a smile on their face, regardless of what they've been going through. So that was pretty emotional. And we've also been given the opportunity through Feeding Tampa Bay to disperse nearly $625 produce gift cards from Walmart to the area out here that's been impacted as well. And from an organizational standpoint, really quick, I think it's important too, is we're drafting sector-specific suggestions, you know, so in a time of lull and it's very difficult to focus, we're trying to create opportunities in your business to reevaluate it. You know, if you're a restaurant, look at your menu. You may have too many items. You may have items that are more costly to sell. You may have items that didn't sell. Really take, lift the covers up and look at your business today so that when we get back online, you can maybe have a quicker way and ability to profitability as we move forward.
That's a great tip for everybody that's trying to figure this out, is because I heard the Florida Chamber president yesterday talk about we're right now in relief and then we'll get to recover, or we're in relief right now, then we'll get to reopen, and then we'll get to recover, and then we'll get to reimagine. But all along the way through all four of those, you got to be reimagining your business because it's going to be different coming out of the outside of this. But let's get some relief now. Let's try to get reopened. We'll get into recovery mode, but we imagine ourselves completely with better processes, better ideas about how we're going to serve our members or our businesses or our customers going forward, right?
You know, and I'm sure it's been talked about that, you know, this will change the way, especially from the more the business travel end of things, that, you know, getting more comfortable. I mean, I don't know if Chris wants to live in a world where he can't bring the pink rockers to every meeting, you know, but I think in some interesting ways we've been talking about pivoting and using the downtime to improve your business. And, you know, some of the ways that, you know, I've sort of heard of is that people are trying to transition into hybrid, you know, partial, where their conference rooms are more set up to do partial in-person, partial digital meetings, so that, you know, some people want to travel, so it doesn't become an all or nothing thing. If not enough people want to travel, then the whole thing gets canned. They can have 50 people on site, but be set up so well that they can have another 50 people remotely. And that will be a new business model that emerges out the other side of this.
I have heard that as well. And I mean, I know businesses that are exploring it. I'm very good friends with someone that works within Expedia. And, you know, they are not a travel company. They're a technology company. And they were doing a lot of this before we have been forced to do it. Learning the little nuances from her and seeing how now they're taking what they've been doing and now having it evolve even more effectively and technically. It's pretty amazing and inspiring. But I can't help but keep questioning, where's the revenue in it? You know, we do need some revenue. Holding a meeting's great, but in some aspect, we've got to generate revenue. We also have to have some personal interaction. I left a call today where it was 50-50. They Zoom, half of them said, I will be cautious about going outside and what I do for meetings and host as an organization. And I was on the other 50. I'm a little bit more risky and I'm like, I'll be fine. I think people like me have to be cognizant and respectful of the other 50 as well.
Yep. Yeah, those models are going to change. Our businesses are going to change, and the way people travel and why they travel are going to affect all of us, Robin. So I appreciate you being out on the beach today. Now, you being who you are you allowed to be on the beach? You get a special badge or privilege to do that?
No, I don't. Not so much a special badge, but the sheriff comes by every day and knocks on the door to make sure I'm okay. And they know what I'm doing here. And I'm not breaking the law. I'm checking on the building, and then I'm heading back home and cooping up in downtown St. Pete in your neck of the woods.
Right. Well, Robin, please stay safe, first of all. Thank you for caring for so many of our businesses and the feeding that you're doing on those Thursdays. Thank you, those families. I know every one of our families needs that kind of help right now. So the more all of us can do that, the better. But if there's anything else any of us can do for anyone on the beach right now that's listening, please let us all know. We're working for you guys. And I appreciate you coming in, and we'll stay close. And someday we'll be back on the beach together. How about that?
Yes, sounds good. Thanks, right. Guys.
Great. Anytime. Hey, Robin. Man, Chris, I got to tell you, I think one of the heroes that's going to emerge out of this is Feeding Tampa Bay. You know, they've been the biggest supporter of the Jobs Catalyst program. You hear what they're doing with Robin on the beaches. I know they've gotten some large gifts, but they have scaled up to just decrease their capacity. And, you know, at basically the snap of a finger to thousands and thousands of jobs a day. And, my main contact here is Matt Spence, but man, they've just been incredible.
Yeah, Matt is the guy, but they're as efficient as anybody as I've seen. I mean, their name is first out of everybody's lips right now. So yeah. Well done for them.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Stay safe.
And, yeah,
okay. Bye.